Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Earlier today, I saw a message from Brittany Pierce Goodman with Join Team Blake about Rett syndrome and answering a specific question. The question was, what would you like educators working with a girl with Rett syndrome to know? A few things that Brittany covered were, Rett is not a cognitive disorder. It is complicated. Kiddos need a communication partner. Presume competence and ability to learn. Understand the apraxia piece, understand the anxiety piece, teaching them to write is essential, think about the emotional, social piece, she will feed off of your energy, be patient, make her ready for the cure, bonus, be an advocate for helping families get the financial support they need from their district to cover this. Brittany wants you to listen all the way to the end of her message, because it's one of the most helpful things you could do for families who are affected by Rett syndrome. And now, Brittany Pierce Goodman with Join Team Blake.
Hi, my name is Brittany Goodman, and I have a daughter with Rett syndrome. Her name is Blakely Goodman. She is 9, about to be 10, in her fourth grade year at Mill Creek Elementary. Her team has been absolutely amazing as educators, working with her to keep her on track with her peers. She is doing fourth grade level math work, which is amazing, especially for a little girl who can't use her hands. She's also tracking along with reading, a little bit behind her peers because it takes a while to kind of get up to speed with that, especially when she started out in kindergarten, kind of getting in the tools in place that she needed to engage and communicate and read and those type things. But she's doing very well, and I credit a lot of that to her team, them being willing to reach out and find the right resources to help them engage her more fully. I've written down a few things that, as a parent, I would love you guys as educators to know. First of all, I love being asked this question. What would you like us as educators to know about Rett syndrome? Because that shows me as a parent that you are willing to learn. And I think that's most important in any industry that you're working in, is that you are continually learning. Yes, there are experts, but even those experts are continuing to learn new things. We are not expecting you to come out of college knowing and understanding this disorder. It is highly specialized and it needs highly specialized tools. So there's a few things that I want you to understand today that I'm going to go through. One, I'm going to go through them and then kind of talk about them. But Rett is not a cognitive disorder. It is a motor disorder. It is a very complicated disorder. It involves or is necessary that you have a communication partner for that child. We need to presume competence in their ability, but also presume their ability to learn, because they are very, very much capable of learning just like their peers. We have to understand the apraxia piece and the anxiety piece that goes along with Rett syndrome. If those two pieces are not understood, you're going to have a hard time reaching this child with Rett syndrome. Also, writing is essential, and you're asking yourself, okay, how does a girl who cannot use her hands learn to write? Well, there are ways to do it. It is being done. As a matter of fact, Blakely is currently working on her Christmas list right now that she is writing out with her communication partner at school. We also have to understand that emotional social piece that goes along with Rett syndrome. We have to understand that they are feeding off of our energy, just like all of our students are, but particularly the girls with Rett syndrome. We have to be patient, and we have to understand that there is a very real possibility that this disorder is going to be cured in the future. So we've got to make these kids ready to receive that cure and keep them on track as much as possible as we can with their peers, because that's truly where they want to be. So backing up a little bit, Rett is not a cognitive disorder. They are capable of learning. You have to remember they are locked in their bodies. So again, this is a motor disorder. It is not a cognitive disorder. As far as we know and understand, and what's been proven, is that they are tracking 100% in line with their peers as far as their cognitive ability, their emotional, their social, every other aspect of them outside of their motor capabilities are on par with their peers. So we have to remember that. A good book to read to kind of understand what's happening in their body, it's actually written by a student, I think with CP, which has very similar challenges, but it's called Out of My Mind. If you haven't read that, I would definitely recommend reading that and kind of their experience with people who equated their physical ability to their cognitive ability. And then later on, as they understood, oh, this little kid is really in there, how they started working with this child differently and what a difference that made in their life. Also going back to the communication and the complication, this is very complicated. It's going to need very specific strategies for success. No one comes out of college knowing these things. Please don't try to bring theory into this. Yes, some of your past experience might be helpful, but they are most likely going to need highly specialized tools and training from specialists who do this day in and day out. A communication partner is key. You have to give this child an aid day to day and a communication partner to help them with their partner-assisted scan when they're using their eye gaze, because that is a strength of girls with Rett syndrome. That's how they communicate, is with their eyes. Also, don't be afraid to ask for help. It's a complicated physical disorder. As I've said, it puzzles almost 100% of teachers and SLPs, so that training piece is essential. We use an organization called Rett University. Susan Norwell leads that front. There's a lot of individuals, or several individuals, I would say, like her, that have worked with girls with Rett syndrome, have adapted tools that are crucial and critical to helping these girls communicate, reading, writing, eye gaze devices, that type of thing. So presume competence and their ability to learn. They don't just do things by accident. A lot of times we have found that Blakely will show us that she can do things one time, and you better be looking for it and you better record it and then build on it. Move up. Don't keep asking her to do the same things over and over again. It's hard enough to get her body to do those things and to express those things. Once she's shown you that she's capable of doing it, move on to the next thing. Also, the apraxia and the anxiety piece, you have to understand this apraxia. the global apraxia that exists from this, again, that body betraying them. They may have a thought or know what they want to say or what they want to do, and those neurons misfire, and maybe the opposite thing happens. So find that good yes and no. They're usually really good with that from a motor perspective. When Blakely says yes, she looks at you, or she uses a board on her desk that says yes and no, and she eye gazes to either one. But you have to understand that apraxia piece, and then you have to understand how that apraxia is a lot of times compounded by the anxiety piece, because anxiety is interwoven with Rett syndrome. So think of being really smart, knowing what people are saying and asking you, but then your body betrays you when it comes to expressing that. So we have to understand the anxiety, the emotional component that they're dealing with, all the things that they're having to control, and then also trying to keep this information in their head that you're asking of them, and then also express that through these adapted tools. It requires so much more energy for them to answer correctly. Again, let's not make them repeat it over and over and over again. Be ready, watch for it, be amazed at what they can do, and then keep building on that for them. That writing piece, again, you're saying, okay, wait, this girl can't use her hands. How can I ask her to write? There are ABC flip books. There are eye gaze capabilities to allow them to spell, to pick out core words, to use word prediction software. All these tools are available. All these tools are things that Blakely uses to write. And like I said, she's currently writing her Christmas list right now. She writes about stories that she reads. All of these things that are her ideas, and think about how amazing that is for them to express their own ideas. That's been a challenge since they were young and wanted to do these things, and now we're giving them that capability to do it. And I know it's built her confidence so much, and also established her with her peers. Like, oh, she's got thoughts of her own. She's got her own opinion. She's got her own ideas, and then she's able to express those through her writing. So start young with that if you can. The emotional social piece, just like we would teach a deaf student how to sign, or how we teach peers how to sign with a deaf student, this is the same thing. Use these tools in front of the class. This helps legitimize the student's intellect and capability. I'll never forget when I had a mom text me one day, and she said her son came in saying how amazing Blakely had done in math class that day and how amazing she was at estimating. And that is one thing we've been really surprised at, is that Blakely is very good at math. And for a kid who can't manipulate objects, that's kind of amazing. So her teachers believed in her, her team believed in her, and she's exploded in math and shown what she's capable of. She just kind of has that math mind, and I'm so thankful that they've discovered that in her, but also that her peers are recognizing this. They realize that she's in there too, and that she's an equal. And just because she can't do some of the same things with her body doesn't mean that she can't engage with them in meaningful ways. Also, she feeds off your energy. Just because she can't verbalize things doesn't mean she can't hear you. Be careful how you speak to her. She will feed off your energy, your encouragement, your positivity, or your lack thereof. And I get it. We all have bad days, but just remember, yours probably didn't start with waking up with Rett syndrome, not being able to get out of bed, not being able to get yourself dressed, not being able to go to the bathroom by yourself, not being able to say exactly what you wanted for cereal that morning, or cereal for breakfast that morning, or telling your mom kind of what you were nervous about for that day. I mean, all of these things are things that she's dealing with on a daily basis, and that's a lot for a kid to have to handle, and that we aren't dealing with that. We've been blessed in so many ways physically, and so try to use those physical blessings that you have to help her reach her talents and abilities, and most of those are on a cognitive level. You know, walk a mile in her shoes and try to understand what she's going through so that you can treat her in the same way you would want to be treated if you were going through the same thing as well. Also, be patient, give them more time. It's most likely going to require more time to do almost everything. Again, put yourself in their shoes, think outside of the box, connect with her. They can connect, and when they do, it is so powerful and so strong. If she trusts you, if she knows that you believe in her, if she knows that you won't give up on her, she will not give up on you, and you will find some of your most rewarding work in her. And like I said earlier, we believe with all our heart that this has the potential to be cured in this lifetime. So it's our job as parents, and we love it when her team is involved in this and making her the best Blakely or the best student that she can be, so that hopefully when that cure comes, she's more able to receive that. But always keep learning, walk them on their shoes, never stop learning. Go get those resources. I know this requires a lot of money a lot of times. And keep in mind that these parents have been fighting for so much for so long. Don't make them go fight for the money to be able to afford the resources and the training that this kid needs. Again, most districts don't know how to handle this. So don't be afraid to step up on their behalf. Be an advocate for that child. Go get the funding necessary to get the tools and get the training, because these kids are worth it. So thank you so much for listening to this today. I hope it raises awareness. I hope this helps you in the future. Anything that our journey can bring as far as good to other people's journey, we feel like is a win, and it's the way that this is all being used for good. So please reach out to us or to Kim if you ever have a student in the future that could potentially benefit from some of these tools and resources that we've already found. And just thank you for being willing to listen to this.
I hope you appreciated what Brittany had to say when it comes to Rett syndrome and answering the question, what would you like educators working with a girl with Rett syndrome to know? I think that we can all find a purpose and a place in helping families like the Goodman family and all those affected by Rett syndrome. When we come back, we're going to share about opportunities for you to be a part of this special effort. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. A tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting, so he
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As you heard in the first segment, we had Brittany Pierce Goodman with Join Team Blake addressing the question, what would you like educators working with a girl with Rett syndrome to know? She covered that in detail, and I hope that that information was helpful to you. Right now, I would like to share opportunities for you to connect with the Rett syndrome community, beginning with Join Team Blake. You can go to Facebook and join Team Blake, like the page. You will find information about Blakely. Brittany will share messages of interest to you in understanding Rett syndrome in a better way. You can also go to Girl Power to Cure. Girl Power, the number two, cure. And the website is girlpowertocure.org, using the number two, not spelled out. You can contact Girl Power to Cure at 904-277-2628. This is a nonprofit organization. It's an opportunity for you to give support to Girl Power to Cure in their fight to educate, support families, and fund the increasingly hopeful research for a cure. As I said, GP2C is a nonprofit, 501c3. They support families and provide education and raise research funding for Rett syndrome. Rett is a severe neurological disorder. To date, supporters have helped to raise over $1.5 million towards Rett syndrome research. Additionally, Girl Power to Cure empowers thousands across the globe with educational resources designed to support students with Rett syndrome at home, in school, and within their communities. And you and I both know, with COVID-19, the impact that it's had creating virtual schooling, this has become even more of a challenge. And so we want this community to continue to thrive, and we want to support their effort as they help these students with Rett syndrome. If you'd like to start a fundraiser of your own for the Rett community, Girl Power to Cure gives you the opportunity to do that. Again, I hope that you'll follow Girl Power to Cure. Another opportunity is at Rett University, R-E-T-T University. You can find them on Facebook at Rett University. Their website is rettuniversity.org, and check them out for more educational resources. I hope that this show today has brought awareness to Rett syndrome. I appreciate the fact that Brittany has shared Blakely's journey with us so that we begin to understand Rett syndrome in a better way, and that we can be a support net, if you will, for these families. There are plenty of ways to help. And again, I encourage you to join Team Blake, go to Girl Power to Cure, and follow Rett University. If you have a suggestion for the Mark White Show, a topic that you would like to cover, I welcome that. You can always email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. I check my email regularly. You can also message me through The Mark White Show on Facebook. This COVID-19 period has been very difficult for many people, and I understand that. And I just want you to know that I'm doing the very best I can to bring awareness to topics and subjects that I feel need more attention. I appreciate the fact that you have all joined me. On Facebook, The Mark White Show is very close to 30,000 followers, and it is a group of people who are ready, willing, and able to help others. And I appreciate that. We all have our troubles. We all have our challenges. We have things that we have to battle. But if we can turn our sights on other people and the needs of individuals and groups and organizations and families, it does help us as individuals as well. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. That's all
I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, unless I'll do something good.